I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another letter on It's Okay. You know, this week I really don't have anything good to share with you, or anything positive, or anything that might lift your spirits. The number of deaths that we are seeing around us, might it be due to COVID or the recent demise of Sushant Singh Rajput, has definitely created a pool of sadness around me. I mean, regularly we're trying to live our lives as normally as we can, and of course we're also trying to get back to a normal routine. But the loss of life, my dear listeners, is something which is very hard to shake off. You know, the last few days, rather months, have been quite unconventional and I would say rather painful for all of us. We have all found our mental health and even physical and social health in tatters. And as much as I hate to say this, but it only seems to worsen. Well, one thing that this highly uncertain time has taught me is that nothing at all trumps the care and the comfort I need to provide my mental health. Of course, when we talk about the recent demise of Sushant Singh Rajput, a notable actor of our generation, I would say maybe as a guiding light, he has opened the doors to once again conversations around mental health. Of course, before we dig deeper into this letter and think about what we could do to take better care of our mental health, we must understand that providing privacy and prayers to his family is the only and the only thing we should do when it comes to him and his demise. You know, one more thing, Zindagi, I know I'm quite young, but seeing everything that goes around me, I have actually started questioning the inevitability of death and just how normal it has become for us to even discuss the concept of it. Is that where actually our generation is headed? I know it feels very morose and very gloomy to even discuss that. But maybe the silver lining here will be that we will actually start taking care of our feelings, emotions, empathy, mental health per se, and actually start talking about it to our friends, family, and actually start these conversations even within households where these conversations might have been rigid before this. Zindagi, you know that throughout this journey, we have emphasized on taking care of our health as a priority, no matter where you are, how old you are, or which profession you work in. And stuck during these COVID times, where the cases are still very much rising and deaths are also happening on a daily basis, I think it is only fair that I reiterate the importance of mental health and how much Zindagi we need to take care of it. But you must be wondering, what have been my learnings from the recent events? I mean, am I just writing this letter to share my pain? Which of course is completely okay as well. But have I actually learned something about my own health, about my understanding of these circumstances, and of course what I can do to better my response to such situation and crisis that we humans, for some reason, always attract or maybe find ourselves in. The first thing, Zindagi, that I have learned that I am not going to sensationalize the issue. And of course, I mean about the recent demise of an actor. While Sushant did open a lot of doors to conversations around mental health, he isn't the poster boy of mental health. He was living with a mental health condition, and of course, we failed to provide him with a safe space. And that, Zindagi, the onus of that burden lies on all of us together. But we really must understand, Zindagi, that the issue is much more than the recent demise. It is much more than how this particular disease is impacting our mental health. It is actually the lack of willingness and openness to speak about vulnerabilities and to speak about our mental health. So tell me, everybody who's listening to the letter today, how many times have you actually asked your friend how they're doing? And not used casual terms such as, oh, she must be mad, oh, he is just crazy, you know, you have OCD. These are actual mental health terms that we use so casually and not even understand the gravity of them. How many times have you actually lended a listening ear to a friend who says that today, you know, I'm not feeling up to it? Or today I'm not really in the zone? Or today my spirits are not that high? How many times have you actually been there to comfort somebody else's mental health? You know, it further raises so many more questions, Zindagi. But one of the main things that I have learned from this, that my response will not only be about the effect this event has on me, but also understanding the gaps and powering it with research. You know, I often wonder, how am I going to talk about mental health to my children? I should have some structures in place. What are the structural changes I am going to make in my workplace and home to allow for adequate care for my mental health? How am I going to change the way that I stay connected with my grandparents, friends, and distant relations? And of course, lastly, how will I talk to my parents who might not be as open, as comfortable, or as accepting as I am? You know, Zindagi, it's ironical that we speak about health so much, but very rarely take care of it on our own. I have been thinking about the age-old wisdom, health is wealth, and how it has come barking at me in these last few days. You know, Zindagi, the cost is too high. And if something that recent events have taught us is that often it is a no-point return. Life is such a precious and precarious thing, and nothing matters more than a peaceful mind that sleeps on time without convoluted thoughts. I would say fortunately there are so many safe spaces that are emerging around us. People are actually opening up to talk about their mental health and are also creating channels for other people to express themselves. It might be through art, sports, conversations, community, just general awareness, and so many more ways. I think being digitally active could be such a boon if we use it correctly and rightfully, and it does allow for our mental health to access safe spaces that unfortunately we wouldn't have found in a non-digital or a pre-digital age. You know, listeners, some of the things that really work for me are journaling, going for walks, playing badminton or cycling because that reminds me of my childhood, talking to my friends no matter how hectic my day, and singing a lullaby to myself, especially the one that Ma used to sing when I was a child. And that works wonders for me. So with that, Zindagi and dear listeners, I would like to say that if you've heard us and if you've read the letters before, you know that mental health is as important as any other part of your body that you would like to heal. So take your time, take a break, take it a little slower. The world is going through a rough patch right now. But you need to know that you have to create your armor of shield, not only for your body, but your heart, soul and mind as well. And of course, we're always there for a conversation and to write letters to you. So if you would like to share something with us, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com. And maybe we could write a letter to you and have a conversation. So Zindagi, aayi baat samajh mein? Khud ka to dhyan rakhna hi hai tumhe aur mera bhi rakhna hai. Aur tumhe pata hai ki mujhe tumhari dosti kitni pyari hai. To chalo, is khat ko yahin khatam karti hoon aur jald milungi. Tumhari Chhaya.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Miles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.